Medical disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. I am not a doctor. Peptides are research compounds that are not FDA approved for most uses. Do not use this information to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always speak with a qualified healthcare provider before starting, stopping, or combining any peptide, medication, or supplement. If you are pregnant, breastfeeding, immunocompromised, have cancer, autoimmune disease, organ transplant history, or take immunosuppressive medications, you need professional guidance before considering anything that affects the immune system. All right, friends, welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about a peptide comparison that a lot of people have been asking me about lately, and it is one of those questions that sounds simple at first, but when you really dig into it, you realize it is actually a very nuanced conversation. The question is this. Which one is better, Vylan or Thymulin? And if you are new to peptides, you might be thinking, okay, I have heard about thymosin alpha-1, I have heard about thymosin beta-4, I have heard about BPC, I have heard about TB500, but what are these two and why are people comparing them? So, today we are going to break it down in plain language. We're going to talk about what Vylan is, what Thymulin is, what they do in the body, what they are commonly used for in the peptide world, what kind of person might prefer one over the other, and then at the end, I am going to answer the real question. If you could only pick one, which one would I personally consider the better choice, depending on the goal? And just to be clear, this episode is not about hype, it is not about fear, and it is not about picking a winner just because it sounds cooler. This is about understanding what these peptides are actually doing. Because when you understand mechanism, you make better decisions. And in the peptide world, knowledge is literally everything. So, let's start with the big picture. When people talk about Vylan and Thymulin, they're usually talking about immune modulation. They're usually talking about thymus support. And they're usually talking about peptides that are tied to something called thymic function. Now, the thymus is an organ that sits behind your breastbone, and it is most active when you are young. As you age, the thymus naturally shrinks and becomes less active. This is one of the reasons your immune system is not as sharp at 50 as it was at 15. And when the thymus becomes less active, your body becomes less efficient at producing and training certain immune cells, especially T cells. And T cells are not optional. T cells are one of the core components of your adaptive immune system. They help you recognize threats, respond appropriately, and avoid overreacting. So if you have immune dysfunction, frequent infections, chronic inflammation, autoimmune issues, or just immune decline with aging, thymus-related peptides become very interesting. And that is exactly why Vylan and Thymulin come up in conversation. They are both associated with immune regulation, thymic function, and overall immune system balance. But they are not the same peptide, and they do not behave the same way. So, let's start with Vylan. Vylan is a short peptide. It is typically described as a dipeptide. That means it is made up of only two amino acids. And because it is so small, it is often discussed in the category of regulatory peptides. These are peptides that act more like signaling molecules. They do not just plug into one receptor and do one job. They are believed to influence gene expression and cellular communication. In other words, Vylan is often described as something that helps the body remember how to regulate itself. Now, when you hear people describe Vylan, you will often hear phrases like immune restoration, thymus support, anti-aging, and even longevity. And Vylan is also frequently discussed in the same category as Apithalon. Because Apithalon is tied to telomeres and longevity signaling. Vylan is tied to immune signaling and thymic restoration. Now, do we have massive modern clinical trials proving everything people claim about Vylan?
No.
And that is important. But Vylan does have a history of research interest, especially in Eastern European longevity science, where regulatory peptides have been studied for decades. Vylan is often thought of as a peptide that supports thymic signaling and immune normalization. Not immune stimulation. Normalization. That is a key word. Because immune stimulation is not always good. Some people do not need their immune system stimulated. Some people need their immune system calmed down. So Vylan is often described as having an immune balancing effect. Meaning it may help increase immune responsiveness when immune function is weak, and help reduce immune overreaction when inflammation is excessive. Now let's pause right there, because if you have autoimmune issues, you are probably listening very closely. When someone says immune boosting, autoimmune people should immediately be cautious. But when someone says immune modulation or immune balancing, that is a different conversation. Because modulation means shifting the immune response toward a healthier baseline. So Vilan is often marketed in the peptide world as a thymic regulatory peptide that supports immune system optimization and anti-aging. Now, what about Thymulin? Thymulin is a completely different peptide. And it is actually more directly tied to thymus hormones. Thymulin is a naturally occurring thymic peptide hormone. It is produced by the thymus. And it plays a role in T cell differentiation and immune signaling. So thymulin is often thought of as a more direct immune peptide. More direct, more targeted, more immune specific. Now in peptide communities, you will often see thymulin mentioned in the same sentence as thymosin alpha-1.
But they're not the same.
Thymosin alpha-1 is a well-known peptide that is used in many protocols for immune support, viral recovery, chronic illness, and immune training. Thymulin is more specifically tied to thymic hormone signaling and immune regulation, especially involving T cell activity. So when you look at thymulin, you are looking at something that is closer to the actual thymus endocrine function. Now here is where it gets interesting. Vilan is tiny to amino acids and often discussed as a regulatory gene expression peptide. Thymulin is a thymic hormone peptide, and it is more like a direct immune signaling compound. So the first question is not which one is better. The first question is, what are you trying to do? Because Vilan and thymulin can overlap in their goals, but they are not interchangeable. And that is where people get confused. They hear both are for immune system support, and they assume they are basically the same. They are not. So let's break down their main use cases, as they are commonly used in peptide protocols. Let's start with Vilan. When people use Vilan, they are usually thinking about anti-aging and longevity support. They are thinking about immune system decline with aging. They are thinking about immune resilience. They are thinking about improving overall immune communication. And they are also thinking about improving recovery from chronic inflammation. Vilan is often used in cycles, similar to Apithalon. It is not usually used daily forever. It is used in courses. Now in the peptide world, you will often see Vilan used for 10 days, 20 days, or even longer cycles, depending on the protocol style. But it is usually treated like a regulatory reset peptide. Like you are giving the body a signal to restore immune regulation. So Vilan tends to attract the longevity crowd. The people who are already stacking things like Apithalon N80, MOSC, and thymic peptides. Now Thymulin. Thymulin tends to attract the immune recovery crowd. People who have chronic illness, chronic infections, post-viral fatigue, long COVID, immune dysregulation, inflammatory syndromes, or autoimmune flare patterns. Thymulin is often used in immune-focused protocols where the goal is to regulate T-cell function. Now here is a major point. Thymulin is not always about stimulation. It is often described as immune normalizing as well. But it tends to feel like a stronger immune-directed peptide compared to Vilan. So if you are someone who is dealing with frequent infections, immune suppression, or you feel like your immune system is not responding properly, Thymulin is often seen as a stronger candidate. But again, the immune system is complicated. Because immune dysfunction is not always low immune function. Sometimes it is overactive immune function. And sometimes it is confused immune function. So when we compare Vilan versus Thymulin, we are not comparing good versus bad. We are comparing broad regulatory signaling versus more direct thymic immune hormone signaling. So let's talk about how they feel, according to anecdotal reports. And I am going to say this clearly. Anecdotal reports are not proof. But they do matter when thousands of people are reporting similar patterns. Many people report that Vilan feels subtle. Not dramatic. Not like a stimulant. Not like a mood enhancer. Not like a fat loss peptide. Not like something you feel immediately. Instead, people often report that after a Vilan cycle, they feel more stable. Less inflamed. More resilient. Better recovery. Fewer random colds. Better sleep. And sometimes even improve skin quality and overall vitality. but it is usually described as quiet. Now, thymulin, on the other hand, is sometimes described as more noticeable. Some people report feeling more energy. Some people report improved recovery from illness. Some people report less allergy symptoms. Some people report improved overall immune stability. But some people also report that if they already have immune overactivity, they can feel slightly flared at first. That does not mean it is bad. But it means thymulin can be a little more powerful in the immune signaling category. Now, let's talk about the types of people who might benefit from one more than the other. If you are an older adult and you are primarily focused on anti-aging and longevity, and you want to support immune function without feeling like you are pushing your immune system too hard, Vilan may be a better first choice. Because it is commonly used as a gentle immune regulatory peptide. It is often paired with Epithalon because they complement each other. Epithalon is about cellular aging signals. Vilan is about immune aging signals. And that is a very attractive combination for longevity protocols. Now, if you are someone who is dealing with long COVID, chronic infections, immune weakness, frequent colds, or you feel like your immune system is not responding correctly, thymulin may be the more direct tool. Because thymulin is a thymic hormone peptide. It is literally tied to immune cell training. So it makes sense that it would be a stronger candidate in that situation. Now, let's talk about autoimmune conditions. This is where people need to be careful. Because autoimmune issues are not about a weak immune system. Autoimmune issues are about an immune system that is misfiring. And when the immune system misfires, you do not necessarily want to stimulate it. You want to regulate it. So both Vilan and thymulin are often discussed as immune modulators. But many people in the peptide world feel that Vilan is the safer first experiment in autoimmune-prone individuals because it is considered more regulatory and less aggressively immune-activating. But that does not mean thymulin is automatically bad for autoimmune people. In fact, some people with autoimmune patterns may benefit from thymic peptides because immune regulation includes T-cell balance, including regulatory T-cells. So it is not as simple as saying autoimmune equals avoid immune peptides. The real question is whether you are doing it responsibly. Are you cycling appropriately? Are you monitoring symptoms? Are you stacking too many immune compounds at once? Are you taking it while you are actively flaring? Are you combining it with other immune stimulators like high-dose thymosin alpha-1, high-dose interleukin stimulators, or aggressive supplements? That is where the risk comes in. So in autoimmune contexts, the decision is less about Vilan versus thymulin and more about overall immune strategy. Now, let's talk about another category.
Cancer history.
If you have a cancer history, you should not be experimenting with immune peptides casually. Because immune modulation can be helpful, but it can also be unpredictable. If you have active cancer, suspected cancer, or you are undergoing treatment, you should be under medical supervision. Because immune signaling is directly connected to tumor suppression and tumor surveillance. So this is not a casual space. And that is why I always tell people, immune peptides are not like BPC. BPC is mostly repair and inflammation. Immune peptides can change the way your immune system behaves. So you should respect them. Now, let's go deeper. Mechanistically, what makes Vilan different? Vilan is believed to influence gene expression. It is part of a category of peptides that are sometimes called cytimedins. They are believed to act as regulatory signals for tissues. So Vilan is often described as being specific to thymus tissue, meaning it supports thymus communication. Now, because it is so small, it may have easier cellular penetration and may influence intracellular signaling pathways. That is one of the reasons regulatory peptides are so popular in longevity circles. They're seen as subtle but powerful over time. Now, thymulin is different. Thymulin is a zinc-dependent peptide hormone, meaning its function is connected to zinc levels in the body. And that is interesting because zinc itself is critical for immune function. So if you have low zinc, you may have impaired thymulin activity naturally. So thymulin is tied to immune cell maturation and function, especially T cell activity. So if you imagine the immune system as an army, Vilan is like the general that helps improve the communication system and command structure. Thymulin is like a training officer that helps develop better soldiers. Now that is an oversimplification, but it helps you understand the vibe. Now, let's talk about how these peptides are often stacked, because peptides are rarely used alone. And that matters. If you are using violin, people often stack it with epithalon. They also may stack it with NAD peptides or NAD injections. They might stack it with MOS-C. They might stack it with thymosin peptides like thymosin alpha-1. But usually, violin is considered part of the longevity core stack. Now, if you're using thymulin, people often stack it with thymosin alpha-1. They also might stack it with thymosin beta-4 or TB500 if there is inflammation and tissue injury. They might stack it with BPC if there is gut inflammation. They might stack it with KPV. They might stack it with LL37, although that one is controversial and more aggressive. But thymulin tends to be used in immune recovery stacks. So when people compare violin and thymulin, they're often not comparing the peptides alone. They are comparing the culture around them. Because violin is known as a longevity peptide, thymulin is known as an immune peptide. Now, let's talk about one of the most important differences.
Speed.
Violin is often described as slower and more subtle. Thymulin is often described as quicker and more noticeable. Now, not everyone feels peptides the same. But if you are looking for something you can feel, thymulin might be more likely to give you noticeable changes. If you are looking for something that quietly improves immune resilience over time, violin might be the better fit. Now, let's talk about inflammation. Both of these peptides are discussed as anti-inflammatory indirectly because immune modulation often reduces chronic inflammation. But thymulin is more directly involved in immune system activity and therefore can be more directly involved in inflammatory signaling. So in some people, thymulin can reduce inflammation dramatically. But in some people, if they are sensitive, they might feel an adjustment phase. Violin is less likely to cause that adjustment feeling, based on anecdotal reports. Now, let's talk about another category.
Hormones.
Neither violin nor thymulin is a classic hormone peptide like growth hormone secretagogues. They're not going to raise growth hormone like CJC and epimorlin. They're not going to spike libido like PT-141. They're not going to directly reduce appetite like GLP-1 peptides. But immune peptides can indirectly improve hormone balance.
Why?
Because chronic inflammation destroys hormone balance. When inflammation is high, cortisol is often high. Sleep quality goes down. Recovery goes down. Insulin sensitivity goes down. And sex hormones can become dysregulated. So if someone takes immune peptides and their inflammation improves, they may report improved sleep, improved mood, improved libido, and better energy.
But that is secondary.
That is not the primary mechanism. So, do not take violin or thymulin expecting them to be a fat loss peptide or a bodybuilding peptide. Now, let's talk about dosing and safety at a conceptual level. I am not going to give you a strict dosing protocol in this episode because people source these peptides in different concentrations and different formats. But I am going to talk about general dosing philosophy. Both violin and thymulin are usually run in cycles. Not forever. People tend to use them for a set number of days, then stop. And the reason is because the goal is not to continuously force immune modulation. The goal is to reset and improve immune signaling. Then allow the body to stabilize. Then revisit. So cycling matters. And in immune peptides, less is often more. More is not always better. And stacking too many immune peptides at once can cause unpredictable outcomes. So if you are a beginner, you usually do not want to start with thymulin plus violin plus thymosin alpha-1 plus TB500 plus KPV plus LL37 all at once. That is too much. If something goes wrong, you will not know what caused it. And even if nothing goes wrong, you will not know what worked. So the best approach is strategic.
Pick one.
Run it. Evaluate. Then stack. Now, another major question people ask is, which one is better for long COVID? And I am going to give you a realistic answer. Thymulin is probably the more direct tool for long COVID immune dysfunction. Because long COVID is strongly associated with immune dysregulation, inflammation, T-cell dysfunction, and persistent immune signaling issues. So thymulin makes sense. But violin may also be valuable because long COVID can mimic accelerated immune aging. So villin may be more of a long-term immune restoration peptide, while thymulin may be more of an acute immune regulation peptide. Now, which is better? It depends on whether you want direct immune recovery now or immune resilience over time. And the truth is, some people will use both, but not always at the same time. They may alternate cycles. Now, let's talk about which one is better for general anti-aging. If we are talking purely about anti-aging, immune decline with age, and longevity culture, villin tends to be the favorite, because it is often grouped with apithalon and other longevity regulatory peptides. And the idea is that villin supports thymus function in a way that may help slow immune aging. Now, thymulin can also support immune function, but it is often seen as more of a therapeutic peptide rather than a longevity peptide. Now, does that mean thymulin cannot be used for longevity?
No.
But the vibe is different. Villin is like longevity maintenance. Thymulin is like immune recovery and immune correction. Now, let's talk about which one is better for autoimmune balance. This is tricky. But generally speaking, if someone is autoimmune prone and they want a gentle immune modulation peptide, villin is often considered the more conservative choice. Thymulin may still be useful, but it might require more careful cycling and monitoring. Now, let's talk about which one is better for frequent infections. If someone is constantly getting sick, constantly catching colds, constantly catching flu-like viruses, or their immune system feels weak, thymulin may be the better direct peptide, because it is more connected to T-cell training and immune readiness. Villin might help long-term, but thymulin might be the one that gives a more noticeable shift. Now, let's talk about which one is better for inflammation and tissue recovery. Neither one is a classic tissue repair peptide like BPC or TB500, but immune regulation can reduce inflammation and help healing. If inflammation is blocking healing, immune peptides can indirectly improve repair. In that context, thymulin might have a stronger effect because it is more directly tied to immune signaling. But again, that depends on the person. Now, let's talk about what happens if you choose wrong. And I want to be honest. Most people will not experience a major negative outcome from a short cycle of villin or thymulin. But the risk is not zero. The biggest risk is immune flares. Some people can feel increased inflammation temporarily.
Some people can feel fatigue.
Some people can feel headaches. Some people can feel body aches. Some people can feel an immune activation feeling, like they are coming down with something. That does not mean they are sick. It may mean immune signaling is shifting. But it also could mean the body is not tolerating it well. That is why monitoring matters. Now, the other risk is that people stack immune peptides with other immune stimulators. For example, people taking thymulin while also taking high-dose immune stimulants, aggressive detox protocols, high-dose cytokine stimulators, and then they blame the peptide when they feel awful. So if you're going to run immune peptides, do not be doing 20 other things at the same time. Now, another question that comes up is, which one is better, villin or thymulin, if you are taking thymosin alpha 1 already? This is a great question. If someone is already taking thymosin alpha 1, adding thymulin might be redundant. Not always, but it could be, because both are thymic immune peptides. But adding villin could make more sense, because villin is in a different category, a regulatory peptide. So villin may complement thymosin alpha 1 better than stacking thymulin on top. But again, that depends on the goal. If the goal is aggressive immune recovery, thymulin plus thymosin alpha 1 might be a powerful combination. If the goal is longevity and immune stability, thymosin alpha 1 plus villin might be the better combo. Now, let's talk about practical strategy. If someone came to me and said, "Piper, I can only afford one peptide right now, and I am choosing between villin and thymulin," I would ask them three questions. Number one, are you dealing with chronic illness or post-viral symptoms right now? Number two, are you mainly focused on longevity and anti-aging? Number three, do you have autoimmune tendencies or inflammation issues? Because the answer changes. If someone is actively dealing with chronic illness, long COVID, immune weakness, or frequent infections, I would lean toward thymulin,
because it is more direct.
If someone is mainly focused on longevity, immune aging, and long-term immune resilience, I would lean toward villin. If someone is autoimmune prone and wants to be cautious, I would lean toward Violin first because it is often described as gentler and more regulatory. Now, let's talk about why people sometimes prefer Thymulin. One reason is that Thymulin is often described as having clearer immune effects. People report fewer infections. People report improved recovery. People report less inflammation. People report improved energy. And when someone is suffering, they want results. They do not want subtle. They want noticeable. So Thymulin is often chosen when someone is in a recovery mindset. Now, why do people prefer Violin? Because it feels like an anti-aging investment. It feels like a longevity foundation peptide. It feels like something you do a couple times per year to keep your immune system youthful. And in the longevity world, that is extremely appealing. Because immune decline is one of the biggest drivers of aging-related health issues. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. What about thymosin alpha-1? Because a lot of people are thinking, why not just use thymosin alpha-1 instead? And that is a valid question. Thymosin alpha-1 has more recognition, more data, and more mainstream medical interest compared to Violin and Thymulin. But Violin and Thymulin are still popular because they are considered different tools. Thymosin alpha-1 is like immune training and immune enhancement. Thymulin is more like thymic hormone signaling and immune balance. Violin is more like thymic regulation and gene expression support. So they all have a place. But if we are strictly comparing Violin versus Thymulin, we're looking at two peptides that both support the thymus and immune function but from different angles. Now, another category to consider is stress. Chronic stress wrecks immune function. Cortisol goes up. Sleep goes down. Inflammation goes up. And your immune system becomes chaotic. Some people feel immune suppressed, and some people feel autoimmune flares. So if someone is stressed, run down, overworked, and they want immune support, Violin might be a good choice because it is often described as balancing rather than stimulating. But if someone is stressed and they are constantly getting sick, Thymulin might be more effective because it can support T-cell function more directly. Now, let's talk about age. In younger people, the thymus is still more active. So the impact of thymic peptides may be less dramatic. But in older individuals, thymic peptides may feel more noticeable because thymic decline is more significant. So for someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, thymic peptides become more relevant. Now, if we talk about pure anti-aging stacking, a common longevity stack conceptually is something like Epithalon plus Violin. That is a very popular pairing because Epithalon is associated with telomere signaling and circadian rhythm support. And Violin is associated with thymic immune restoration. So together they cover two major aging systems. Now Thymulin can be added to that stack, but some people feel like it is more of an intervention peptide, meaning you run it when you need it, not necessarily as a long-term anti-aging staple. Now I want to talk about the word better, because better depends on what you value. If you value subtle and long-term, Violin might be better. If you value direct immune impact, Thymulin might be better. So instead of asking which one is better, the better question is which one is more appropriate. Now, let's talk about one more thing. Side effects. Neither peptide is commonly associated with severe side effects when used responsibly, but immune peptides can cause immune-related symptoms. So if someone takes Thymulin and they feel achy, tired, or inflamed, it might be a sign that their immune system is responding strongly. That can be good or bad. It depends on the context. If someone takes Violin and feels nothing, that does not mean it is not working. It may be working behind the scenes. Now, if someone takes Violin and feels more stable mood, improved sleep, and less inflammation, that is often how it is described. So side effect-wise, Violin is often considered the easier peptide to tolerate. But again, individual response matters. Now, let's talk about price and value. Because in the real world, cost matters. Some people choose peptides based on budget. And Violin and Thymulin pricing can vary widely, depending on source and availability. But in general, Thymulin is sometimes more expensive or harder to find consistently. Violin can also be hard to find, but it is often sold in different vial sizes and formats. So if someone is looking for bang for buck, the decision might depend on which one is available in a reliable form. Now, let's talk about quality. Because quality matters more than which peptide you pick. A high-quality violin will outperform a questionable thymulin. A high-quality thymulin will outperform a questionable violin. So the real winner is not the peptide. The real winner is the quality, purity, and proper handling. Now, let's talk about how to choose based on goals. If your goal is immune system rejuvenation, longevity, and anti-aging, Eileen Violin. If your goal is immune recovery, chronic infection resilience, long COVID support, or immune system dysfunction, Eileen Thymulin. If your goal is gentle immune modulation with minimal risk of feeling overstimulated, Eileen Violin. If your goal is direct thymic hormone signaling support, Eileen Thymulin. Now, if your goal is to run a peptide protocol that includes thymosin alpha-1 and thymulin, you may not need Violin at the same time, but you could cycle Violin in later as a longevity support peptide. Now, if your goal is to run a pithalon and a thymic peptide, Violin is the classic pairing. Now, let's answer the question head-on. Which one is better? If I had to pick one peptide for the average person who wants immune support and anti-aging benefits, I would probably choose Violin. And here is why. Violin is often described as a thymus-specific regulatory peptide. It is subtle, it is longevity-oriented, and it seems to fit into a broader anti-aging lifestyle without pushing the immune system too aggressively. So for the average person who is not currently sick, not currently in immune crisis, and is mainly focused on long-term health, I think Violin is the smarter baseline choice. But if I had to pick one peptide for someone who is actively dealing with immune dysfunction, long COVID symptoms, frequent infections, or a chronically rundown immune system, I would choose Thymulin. Because it is a more direct immune peptide. It is more thymic hormone related. And it is more likely to produce noticeable immune improvements in a shorter time frame. So the final answer is this. Violin is better for longevity, immune aging, and subtle immune balance. Thymulin is better for active immune recovery and immune dysfunction. And the best choice depends on whether you're trying to optimize or trying to repair. Because optimization and repair are two completely different strategies. Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought. If you are building a peptide protocol, do not just chase the newest peptide. Do not just chase what everyone is hyping up. Instead, build your protocol like you're building a foundation. Start with what matches your biggest need. Then layer slowly. Then evaluate. Then cycle. Because peptides are not magic. They are tools. And the person who wins in this space is the person who is consistent, strategic, and patient. Not the person who stacks the most compounds at once. So if you are choosing between Violin and Thymulin, ask yourself. Am I trying to age better? Or am I trying to heal something specific? If you are trying to age better, lean Violin. If you are trying to heal immune dysfunction, lean Thymulin. And if you are the kind of person who loves longevity stacks, you may eventually find that both have a place, just not always at the same time. Medical disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. I am not a doctor. Peptides are research compounds that are not FDA approved for most uses. Do not use this information to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always speak with a qualified healthcare provider before starting, stopping, or combining any peptide, medication, or supplement. If you are pregnant, breastfeeding, immunocompromised, have cancer, autoimmune disease, organ transplant history, or take immunosuppressive medications, you need professional guidance before considering anything that affects the immune system. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.